grab a hold of your pant leg. They don't know what they want to eat. Well, they know what they want to eat, but mama's not giving them quite what they want right now anymore, so we're having to give them other stuff. But they know where it comes from. They look, when they see us, they know we're supposed to provide. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, so that I rely on you for everything. If I don't rely on him for everything, pretty soon I won't rely on him for anything. And so, since he himself has gone through suffering and temptation, he's able to help us when we're being tempted. He's able to help us. Say, he's able to help me. Okay, now, do you believe that he's able to help you?
Yes.
Do you believe that he's more than able, but that he's ready and willing?
Yes.
Do you believe that he's ready and willing?
Yes.
Sort of. Or really? That's kind of walking out on the water there. You know? Is he ready and willing in everything or just certain things?
Everything.
The one's going, well?
I don't want to lie.
You don't want to lie?
No.
You mean you think he's not ready and willing in everything?
Well, I should.
That's right. You see, we sort of chew on some things, no? Because that's what I want. I mean, it's what I want. I mean, it's what I want. I mean, I want to believe it. I want to see it. But can I? Well, you never will if you don't just start. If you don't just fight. Hold on to that. If you don't just come to the place where you just say, enough already. It's either gotta be for everything or it ain't true for nothing. If he can't do everything, he can't possibly do anything. Because he's not who he says he is if he doesn't do what he says he'll do. And what he said was everything. But it takes commitment. A commitment to his truth. A commitment to say, it's going to be what God says. He's able to help us when we are being tempted. I want to tell you, I truly believe that the greatest temptation, the most costly temptation, the most evil temptation is the temptation to doubt. And he's able to help us with that temptation. He's able to help us to overcome that. If we commit ourselves, submit ourselves to him. Admit that we ourselves can't do anything about it, but that he can. And he is able. And he's able to keep me from doubting. I'll tell you what, as a Christian, you're tempted to doubt everything. I like that, Lord. You were just being flat honest. You're just going, it wasn't like, I didn't want to say that. It was like, Can I really say that? What if I say that and all hell breaks loose on me? Because the enemy does like to resist, and that's why God says resist him steadfast to the end. But he's able to help. You see, it says he's able to help us when we're tempted because he was tempted. Now, here's the thing that just is becoming into my heart is the fact that there's so much. Now, I didn't really believe much of those other things anyway. I didn't really believe that God wanted evil for me because I knew he saved me. I mean, I knew if he put up with everything that I did beforehand and he just plain forgave me and he blessed me to allow me to share his word, that there's something amazing about God. I still don't know everything. I know that I know less than I thought I knew. But I'm growing and I'm knowing and I know this, that he didn't go through everything he went through so he could lead us through bad things or into bad things. If you learn the right way to get somewhere, if you learn a better way to do it, and you're going to help someone, are you going to help them to do it the hard way or help them